Good morning, everyone. Wow, this is the shortest preaching that I ever preach. But anyway, it's God's. It's not our word, but it's His word. It is such an honor and privilege for us, with my wife, to be part of this very memorable international gathering that the Solid Rock Family Church is hosting. We just would like again to express our heartfelt thank you to the leadership of this church, especially to our dear pastors, Daryl and Pastora Darlene Rhodes. We call them Tatay and Nanay because we have seen in their lives that the ministry that they're doing in reaching people outside their comfort zone is like a fathering kind of ministry that they're giving to the ministers and the people whom they have reached. And so thank you for this wonderful opportunity. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we commit to you the remaining time and 11 minutes of pondering your word today. We know, dear Lord, that you have given us a wonderful time of being together. And this is not a coincidence, oh God, that we gathered together in this place. Lord, coming from different countries, different cultures. Lord, for a purpose of strengthening the body. And we know that in unity, God commands blessing. And so today, we commit to you everything that we will be pondering and we will be hearing your words today, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit speak to all of us. Let the Holy Spirit move and touch everyone's heart, oh Lord, as we will be listening your word today. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I have to do this very quickly. While we were on our flight from Incheon, Korea to Dallas, Fort Worth, I couldn't sleep during our more than 12 hours of our flight. I cannot really imagine that me and my wife are now traveling to the U.S. Upon pondering all of these things in my mind, why am I traveling to U.S. while I'm comfortable of the place where God puts me to do a ministry? And I could sense that, why God, you allow me to travel this far. In fact, it's my first time traveling on a plane of more than 12 hours. Hallelujah. And upon pondering all of these things that came to my mind, suddenly God gave me a word. And my friends, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, this morning, I just would like to share you the words that God gave me on the plane. And these words are, I who calls you is faithful. The Lord who calls us is faithful. That's what Paul is telling in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. He said, He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. My dear friends, God is faithful. Even if I'm not, God is faithful. Even if you are not, God is faithful. Even if we are not. Hallelujah. And His faithfulness will remain or continue with you who you are and what you are, because His faithfulness never ceases. It will never come to an end. God's faithfulness is not depending on any human doings. His faithfulness is not depending on any of human thinking. Whether you think Him or not, God's faithfulness remains. Hallelujah. And so as I am pondering this, as of the time that we're flying, God tells me, or He told me, that since He's faithful, I need to see what He sees in me. Hallelujah. I say it again. I need to see what He sees in me. Sometimes, even the people of God are not seeing what God sees in them. And I'm one of those before that I couldn't see what God sees in me. I used to think that I am a nobody. That I am only an ordinary kind of person until I knew God started to use me in a different way. I just would like the story of Gideon in the book of Judges chapter 6. When the angel of the Lord, hallelujah, appeared to him and visited him and gave Gideon the greeting that goes like this. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Are you mighty? And Gideon's reply was based on what he sees in him, not what based on God sees on him. He said, "What? Are you kidding? I'm a mighty warrior when I'm hiding myself from the Midianite. I'm not a mighty warrior because, my friends, that's what he sees in him. But I'm telling you, you have a potential that God sees in you and that God can use you." Hallelujah. In a different kind of using you. Hallelujah. He even told the angels that I am the very weak of my family. And my family is the weakest. Sometimes we couldn't fully understand that there is something in us that God attracted because He created you. He created me for a very purpose in life. Hallelujah. And so we need to see what God sees in us. The second thing that God impressed me is we need to believe what God says to us. Hallelujah. Sometimes we're listening on the negative thing that people would say about us. And that's what happened to Rachel. When she delivered her baby, the Bible tells us that he named him Benoni because of the sufferings that she've gone through in delivering the baby. Oh, hallelujah. But when the father came, he named him Benjamin. You know, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, sometimes the devil would name you based on your life history. The devil would name you based on your situation. That you are good. That you are coming from a broken family. That you can go through life. But I'm telling you, the Lord tells us today that we need to believe His word. Because His word is true. His word gives life. His word gives life. His word gives deliverance. His word gives blessing. His word gives healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are loved. You are precious. You are conqueror.
You are a warrior. You are an encourager. Believe it, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, because nothing is impossible to our God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Mark chapter 9, verse 23, it says here, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believe. We need to believe the word. Hallelujah. We need to believe the word. Hallelujah. God's faithfulness is not depending on any human doings nor of any man's thinking. And the last one. The last one. I'm getting my 15 minute. The last one. We just don't need, hallelujah, to see what God sees in us. We just don't need to believe what God says to us, but we need to do what God tasked us to do. Hallelujah. We need to go and make disciples of all nations. Friends, if you can go, you can send. Hallelujah. There are two kinds of people in missions, the goer and the sender as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And going is not that easy as you think. I've been through a lot of Asian countries to minister, even the atheist that argues you of what you believe and what are your views in life. It's not easy to go, especially when you do not like the food. Oh, by the way, in the Philippines, we were called a kind of eating rice people. Oh, my 15 minutes is done already. Anyways, just a little bit. Going is not that easy. But I'm telling you, if you can go, you can send. Ask yourself, can I go? Or can I sell? Because friends, we are running out of time. Jesus said in John chapter 9 that we need to do the work of Him. The word "we" includes you and me.
Yeah.
It's not just about the pastors doing something in the ministry, but it includes all Christians that believe salvation is by grace through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus. And I'm telling you today, if you can't go, send someone else. Father, I know that there are people in this room that might be struggling of something, Lord God. But I believe, Lord, that the power and the move of the Holy Spirit is not limited to anyone who has a desire to be used by the Lord God Almighty. I pray, dear Lord, that you would touch everyone's heart today. That if they can't go, they can send someone to be used by you for your glory, for your honor, and for your name alone. We bless you and we thank you in the most precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let healing flow in the name of Jesus. If there are some people in the room that are struggling of something, Lord, today I declare that the Holy Spirit will move and touch them. Release your healing power, O God. Deliver them from anything that they're struggling today. We bless you, God. We carefully back all the glory, the honor and praises to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. We love you.
Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Once again, my wife and I are so delighted to be here. It is such a blessing to be in the presence of our friends, long-time friends. They promised us that they're coming to Ivory Coast, so we're going to hold them to that, hopefully soon. I'm delighted. I just wanted to talk to you about the idea of being caught in the hallway of life. Caught in the hallway of life. As I shared in the conference earlier, January 2020, we came back from the field to raise money for our ministry. And we got here, we thought that it would be a six-month trip and we'll go back and start back again because we were doing pretty good. We were confident about our ministry. Before that, we were here as associate pastor at Saddle Rock Church, not family church in Jet City. And we were associate pastor, couples pastors, and God called us on the mission field. So we were excited about coming back for couple months, raise our money, and go back. And then we get the news by my doctor that I was in renal failure, that I need to not go anywhere and to be here until they find a kidney for us. So basically, we were stuck here in America. How many of you like to be stuck in America? But I always remember the timing of God, and God is good because it was May. I mean, it was 2020, and if we were waited a couple more months, we'd be stuck in Africa, which meant that I'd probably be not here with you today. So God is faithful in what He does. Amen. But I wanted to talk to you about the idea of being caught in the hallway of life. Somebody tell me when this was happening. Somebody told me, you know what? When God closes a door, He opens one. I know it was meant to encourage us, and I love it. But I would like to ask you today, what happened when God doesn't open the other door right away? And that you can go back to where you were, where you used to, but then you can go further. You can go forward, and you're stuck in the middle of life. And it seems that everything is just chaos in your life. This is a real problem that we face, and we are still facing right now, but we believe that God is not slack concerning His promise. For still the vision awaits is the point in time. He hastened to the end, He will not lie. If he seems slow, wait for it, and we shall come. He will not delay. Habakkuk 2:3. You see, when we're stuck in this hallway of life where you can go back to what you were doing, then you can move forward. It seems that God closed everything, and you're stuck where you can move, and you feel like your life is just a waste. But in the process of going through this, you learn to appreciate that what God is doing in your life. It is useful to know that even when you are sent by God, you will face some difficulties. Because it's easy when you face some difficulties to think, maybe God didn't call me for this. Maybe it was a mistake. But I just want to remind you that even in Matthew 14:22, when God told His disciple, go on the other side, they were caught in the storm. They were told by God, by Jesus, go on the other side, yet they were caught in the storm. Just because you have presence of pain in your life, it doesn't deny the presence of God. The presence of the will of God in your life. Just because you face pain. You see, I tell people, miracles have a twin sister or a twin brother, and the name is misery. You see, before you get your miracle, you have to be miserable. You have to be in a situation where you feel like nothing is going, and then the miracle shows up and to tell you that the misery was not in vain. That God has used that for your purpose. It's also useful to know that your life is made up of up and down. I don't know about you, But one day you are up and the next day you're down. It feels like every time that you make one step forward, you sometimes feel like you're making two steps backward. But in this, the process, you need to understand that to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. Life would be boring if everything was on the top of the mountain. You have to come down from the top of the mountain to experience the valley. And that valley helps you to appreciate being back on top of the mountain. Amen? Amen. David wept, yet David wrote songs of praise. Absalom, his son, betrayed him, yet he danced before the Lord. Amen? Amen. We do disservice to people when we tell them that Christianity is a peaceful, a sweet, sweet journey. I tell people, if you are a Christian, know that the devil is coming after you. He's going to come after you. So let me ask you today, in what season are you today? Whether it's a time of joy or sadness, each season should motivate us to seek the Lord and trust Him. Amen. Every season needs faith to get through. Amen? Amen? It is useful to know that the hallway situation can be the result of our own misguided decision or God timing. Sometimes I tell people, especially in Africa, we have the tendency to think in Africa that everything bad that happened is because of the devil. I tell them not. Sometimes it's not the devil, it's your own stupid mistake that you make. Amen? You know, you can sometimes make the mistake and then blame God. Sometimes the devil is like, I don't have anything to do with that. What are you talking about? I haven't even started yet. What are you talking about? But we make the mistakes. We try things. Sometimes God will tell us to do something and we will go ahead and do it. But is it that God's timing? That's right. I remember my beautiful daughter, Mary, came and told us that she's going to marry a man. And we knew that she needed to get to know him. And we told her, I said, are you sure? She said, yeah. And then the question I asked her is it the right timing? And she told me, yeah. And she went on and did it. Today, when we talk about it, we're talking about it in the past. Because you realize the mistake that you made. As a father, it broke my heart because I knew that it wasn't the timing. Remember, God is not the author of the confusion, nor does it create chaos. That's right. That's right. Setting up his children to fall, he never does that. He set you up because he wants you to have the victory. Yet, he still is faithful, like my brother said. He will never let you down and give up on you. Amen? It is useful to know that through the dark and lonely, lonely place in the hallway, it is time for growth. Yeah, right. Amen. So you see, it is really dark in the hallway. It's black in the back. It's black in the front. And it seems that you're dying. It seems that there's nothing going on for you. But I'm here to tell you that God is still using that time to grow you. Amen. You see, the seed had to die in order to live. And the whole week is the time where God can get your attention. Where he can have the one-on-one with you that you never give him when everything is going your way. Most of us, when everything is going our way, we're just like ready to go. Wake up, we talk about it. Some people talk about it here. But the seed needs to be planted. It needs to die in order to bring fruit. Amen. It is a difficult time, but this is where God gets our attention. There's nowhere to turn. There's nobody you to turn to but God. And he gets your attention. Adversity is the soil in which our faith grows. It is also useful to know that in the hallway we learn to take baby steps as we stumble in the dark. When you can't see your way, you're going to stumble. But learn to appreciate those mistakes, those missteps. Learn to appreciate those little steps that God is helping you to take. It's like a baby. Yeah. you learn again to walk. And you're going to step up. You're going to step, you know, make some mistake. But remember this. Every day that you're not dead, you're getting closer to your breakthrough. You're moving, even sometimes if you feel like you don't. You're moving toward your goal. You learn to appreciate God's goodness in the little things. A quick story of a man on 9/11. Things that frustrate us sometimes, where God turned things around and show us how good he is to us. The timing of God. 9/11, there's a man that was trying to catch a plane to Los Angeles from Boston. And he gets there late at the airport. The doors are closed. The plane is ready to take off. He come and fight his way. He fight everybody so he can get on the plane. And they tell him, no, you can't get on the plane. And the plane take off. Only to crash. And when he realized that, this man said he cried because he realized how much God loved him. You see, things happen to us and we may think that it is against us that God is human, but his timing is so perfect. We need to appreciate him even when we're frustrated. Learn from the setbacks and celebrate the small blessing from God. Complaining sets you back. Learn to go with the flow. When you become stagnant, you start to stink. In the hallway, it's useful to wait. My brother from Kenya, Bishop Shem, preached about waiting. I'm not going to come back to that here. But it's time to know that when you wait, God gets your priority together. Amen? Since I'm told to go ahead, I'm going to say just now that when you wait and you wait, when the door opens, it opens wide. And you have to be ready for that. Amen? Because when it opens wide, it is so bright that sometimes it can bring imbalance in your life. You have to be ready for the door to open. You have to make sure that you prepare when God, you live with expectancy, knowing that at any time God can open that door. But when you're waiting, you have to also make sure that you're ready for what God is next for you. You learn to be faithful. You have to know that God is the great baker. Really quick, a story that I want to share before I go. How many of you love to bake? Bake. I don't like to bake. I'd like to eat the cake. But really quick. When you get the ingredient from the cake by themselves, have you tried butter by itself? How about salt? Flour by itself. They don't taste good. But when you start mixing that together, the right quantity at the right time together, you get a beautiful cake that you appreciate at the end. How many of you know that God is the great baker? You see the ups and downs of your life. He uses those ingredients, even those when they're not good. He puts them together slowly. And he starts building a cake, baking the cake of your life. And at the end, when people come and taste that great cake that God has put together, they see your life as a blessing, a sweet, sweet blessing to everyone. God loves you. God has a purpose for you. He's using your ups and downs to make a great cake that everybody will appreciate in your life. Amen. God bless you today.
Thank you so, so, so much, Pastor Dalin. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Africa, we say amen. I'm grateful to be here, and once again, I want to thank my friends, Pastor Dali and Dalin, for inviting me to come, and thank you all for receiving me, and I wish my wife was here because we have really been blessed, but I believe she will be here in God's time. Amen. We've been told that there is a time. There's God's timing. Thank God for those who have shared the word of God before me, and I'm really blessed. And I want now to go straight to the word so that I can use my remaining 14 minutes. All right. And I want to look at the word of God from Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5. The Bible says, Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5, the Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all thy iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. And I pray that God, you may speak to us, each one of us, in a special way. Personally, Lord, let this word be life to each one of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So this morning, I want to talk about being grateful or thanking God. Amen. Amen. One, we need to thank God because of our beginning. The Bible says that we should never despise the day of small beginning. And therefore, we thank God for our beginning. Because where we are is not where we started. We started somewhere. And some of us started very far. Some of us did not have a name, did not have a history, did not have a future. We never knew where we would end. But by the grace of God, we are where we are. We need to thank God for our beginning. Praise the name of the Lord. We are here celebrating 20 years of women around the world conferences. And they started somewhere. They started with one. And it continued to count up to the 20th. And it will continue. And therefore, we are here to say, thank you, God. Where we were is not where we are. Hallelujah. I thank God because I am not where I ought to be, but I am not where I once was. I am not who I desire to be, but I am not what I once was. I am grateful to God. And I want to tell you, my brothers and my sister, and thank you, my brother from Africa, Ivory Coast, for such a powerful word, and my brother from Philippines. That was powerful. That was powerful. I think, okay, that's gone. So I amen. We are not what we ought to be, maybe, but we are not what we once were. And therefore, each one of us has a reason to thank God. There is none of us who have no reason to thank God. Amen. We are here celebrating. These are Thanksgiving time. We are celebrating the goodness of God, the providence of God, you know, the blessings of God. Amen. Amen. It is important to count your blessings. The Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my innermost being. Bless the name of the Lord." And top on the list, he says, "He who forgives all your sins." Amen. Tell your neighbor, all your sins. And I want to tell you, don't allow the devil to keep reminding you of your sins. You have been forgiven. Amen. Amen. I am a forgiven man. Yes. You are a forgiven person. Yes. Don't allow the devil to keep reminding you about your sins. You are forgiven. And the devil knows that you are forgiven. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So we are grateful that we were forgiven our sins. And then he continues to say,
He who heals all your diseases. Can you underline all? He forgives all. He heals all with no exception. There is no bigger sin. There is no bigger disease. He forgives all. He heals all because he's God. Sometimes as men, we feel as if there are some wrongs that we are not able to forgive because we are men. But God is God. He forgives all. He heals all. And I want to tell you, there is no category of disease that God cannot heal. There is no category of sin that God cannot forgive because he's God. And that is why he's God. Hallelujah. Are you there feeling so sinful, rejected, and wanted? I want to tell you today, your sins have been paid for. You just need to receive forgiveness by faith. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, by faith are you saved. Okay, by grace are you saved. Through faith, not of your works, that any man should boast. It is the gift of God. It is the gift of God. Amen. By grace. Amen. Amen. It's not by works. It's by grace. Amen. And then he heals all your diseases. He redeems your life. Yes. We are grateful to God. He has redeemed our lives from many things. Amen. There are some battles that God has fought for us, which we didn't know. Bible tells me in the book of Numbers that Balaam had been hired by Balak to go and curse the Israelites. They didn't know that they were being cursed. They didn't know. But God was fighting for them. The Bible says the more he tried to curse them, the more he blessed them. And therefore I want to tell you, if you are blessed, nobody can curse you. When God has blessed you, no devil can curse you. When they try to curse you, they bless you. Because God controls the mouth of every man. And I want to declare in Jesus' name, God, you control the mouth of your enemies. They'll try to curse you, but they'll end up blessing you. Hallelujah. And you know the Bible says that this man called Balak kept on telling Balaam, I'm going to pay you more. I'm going to pay you more. And he moved him from one position to the other. He could go to the mountain and look at them. He could go to the valley and try to curse them. At the end, he said, these people are blessed. They cannot be cursed. Yes. Amen. 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 I would like to be like them. I would even like to die like them. Praise the name of the Lord. I thank God for our brethren from Israel. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I read one time that when there was war between Israel and Palestine, that the Palestine paper was saying that the God of Israel is diverting the missiles in the air. God fights our battles. God fights for you the battles that you don't understand. Something that you're not seeing, that be grateful. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And he renews our youth. Let me say a few things very fast so that I don't take more time than I was given. I want to say this. For you to be grateful, you need to count your blessings. And I tell people, if, and I'm telling you Americans, every American has a right to thank God. You have an obligation to thank God.
Yes.
If you leave this country and go to another country, come to Africa. I'm telling you, you'll know how privileged you are. You'll know how blessed you are.
Yes.
You should never complain.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Here you can be complaining about a pothole, one or two. We will complain about gullies, you know. You first go in and then you start going up. And here you are complaining about a pothole.
Oh, Americans, you need to be grateful to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Thanksgiving should be personal. David said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, not our soul.
Right.
Oh, and it should be personal. And it should come from within. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. When you count the blessings of God, the goodness of the Lord, it should yell from within. It should be personal. Even when nobody else is thanking God, be thankful. Amen. When I put on my shoe, I tell God, thank you, because there is a day I didn't have a shoe.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. One day I was driving and my vehicle ran out of petrol or fuel. And I still thank God because there is a time I didn't have a vehicle. Praise the name of the Lord. Fuel is an easier thing to deal with than getting a vehicle. Sometimes we complain of very minor things because we don't see the great things that God has done.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You might be feeling cold and you are complaining it is cold. Thank God you are feeling cold because you are alive. Dead people don't feel any cold. Actually, they are permanently cold. So we have a reason to thank God for. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Thanksgiving is personal. Let me also say this. Thanksgiving should be intentional.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We should decide, I am going to thank God.
Yes.
It should be intentional.
Yes.
Thanksgiving should be unconditional. The Bible says we thank God in every situation.
Yes.
In every situation.
Yes.
Why do we thank God in every situation? Romans 8:28 says, we thank God in every situation because in all things, God works for our good.
Yes.
God works for our good.
Come on.
And let me also put it this other way. All things work together for good to them who love the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Joseph was thanking God in the pits because it was working for his good. And as he thanked God, God opened a way for him to be delivered. As we thank God, God, he opened a way. Praise the name of the Lord. Bible says, in the book of Jonah, chapter 2, that Jonah, when he was swallowed by the fish, he started thanking God in the belly of the fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says, and God commanded the fish to go and vomit Jonah because the fish cannot tolerate a man who is thanking God in his stomach. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me tell you, there are some problems that do not tolerate you when you start thanking God. They will just vomit you. Get out of here because the devil wants you to complain. Can you raise up your hand and say, I refuse to complain. And I'm going to live a grateful life. Amen. All right. Thanksgiving should be a lifestyle. Let us make it a lifestyle. Every day let us thank you, God. Amen. Thanksgiving is an attitude of the heart. Bible says we have the attitude like the one that Christ had. Although he was equal with God, he did not find it robbery to humble himself. And he humbled himself so much to a point of dying on the cross. And the Bible says, and today God has exalted him and given him a name that is above all names. That in the name of Jesus, every knee of things in heaven, under the earth, on earth and under the earth, you'll bow and declare and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes.
Jesus gave thanks to God even on the way to the cross. Jesus gave thanks to God wherever he was. Let us make it our lifestyle.
Yes.
Thanksgiving is out of conviction. We are convicted that God is good and he's in control. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For his staff and his rod, they comfort me. Amen. We thank God because Jesus has destroyed the works of the devil.
Yes, sir.
The devil is a defeated foe. First John 3:9 says, and this reason the Son of Man was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. And we are blessed because the devil has been defeated.
Amen. Everyone wants to, I am speaking in English, yes? I was ready for that. Like somebody told me, like, you leave me and I will be speaking alone.
Yes.
Okay. But with me, God, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And with me, my beautiful wife. Praise God.
Thank you.
Мы очень рады быть с вами сегодня.
We're so excited to be with you this afternoon.
Я думаю, каждый получил сегодня слово и благословение для себя.
I believe that each person has received a word of encouragement and a blessing.
Просто подтвердите, подняв руку, и скажите аминь.
Just raise your hand and say amen if you received something this morning. Yes.
И когда мы все поедем с вами домой,
and when we go home today,
мы все с вами столкнемся с правдой.
We will all have to face the reality of truth.
Когда я был подростком, всегда, когда я приезжал на молодежные конференции, я так любил это время.
When I was a teenager, I loved going to youth conferences. I enjoyed it so much.
Но потом, когда я возвращался домой, я сталкивался с определенной правдой.
But when I would go home, I would have to face a raw reality.
И порой эта реальность, эта правда, она кажется нам истиной.
This reality, this raw reality, seems like truth to us.
Но это не так.
But it's not true.
И мы знаем, что Писание говорит о том, что дьявол, он лжец, и он отец лжи.
We know that the Bible says that the devil is a liar and he's the father of lies.
И он использует ложь, чтобы обмануть нас.
He uses lies to deceive us.
И он приправляет, он добавляет в эту ложь правду о нашем прошлом.
And he uses lies, but he uses certain truthful facts about our past to lie to us.
И мы не можем отменить нашего прошлого.
We cannot cancel our past. We cannot change it.
Но мы верим, что Бог искупляет наше прошлое.
But we believe that God can redeem our past.
И он искупил его, это прошлое, через Иисуса Христа.
He is able to redeem it, and he will redeem it through the blood of Jesus.
Но то, когда мы сталкиваемся с нашим прошлым,
but when we go home and we face what has happened in the past,
дьявол использует это, чтобы стянуть и украсть у нас то, что мы получили сегодня и в течение этой конференции.
The devil will use it to steal as we go home and face the reality, and the devil will remind us of truthful facts of our past. He'll use that to steal what God has spoken to you here at this conference.
И именно поэтому Иисус неоднократно говорит своим ученикам: бодрствуйте.
And that's why Jesus says to his disciples, watch, pray.
Бодрствуйте, чтобы никто не обманул вас.
Watch that no one deceives you.
И мы постоянно сталкиваемся с ложью в этом мире.
And we always face lies in the world today.
Моя страна, как нация, столкнулась с невероятным врагом.
My country has faced an incredible enemy.
С годами телевизор лжет моему народу.
For years, the television, the propaganda has lied to my people in Russia.
И сейчас дошло до такого, что часть моего народа ненавидит братский народ.
And the truth is that part of my people hate Ukrainian people. Not all of them, but part.
И вот эта склонность обобщать, которую дьявол стремится навязать каждому из нас. Да, в каждой стране есть люди, которые злые, безумные, жестокие и говорят всякую ерунду.
The devil tries to generalize, and that's his tactic when he lies. Of course, every country has their evil people, crazy people. Every single country has that.
Но то, что произошло с моим народом, по телевизору ежегодно нам говорили о том, что все украинцы плохие.
Year after year, the Russian propaganda would say that all Ukrainians are bad.
И мой народ был захвачен вот здесь, и многие поверили в ложь.
And my people have been blinded. They've been captivated by the lies that have been spoken to them.
Апостол Иоанн говорит, что дух Антихриста, он уже здесь сегодня с нами, и он использует ложь, чтобы захватить каждого из нас.
The Apostle John says that the spirit of the Antichrist is present, and he's using lies to captivate each one of us.
И он использует разные инструменты для того, чтобы проникнуть в нашу жизнь и обмануть нас.
And he uses different instruments to penetrate into our lives and lie to us and deceive us.
И правда такова. Мы все согрешили.
The truth is that we all have sinned.
Но и правда такова, что Бог искупил наше прошлое.
But the truth also is that God has redeemed our past.
И именно поэтому... И именно поэтому в нашей жизни есть такая дисциплина, духовная дисциплина, покаяние.
And that's why in our lives we have a spiritual discipline. It's called repentance.
Апостол Павел сказал в своем послании, что мы новое творение.
The Apostle Paul says that we are a new creation.
Но также он говорит, что все мы согрешили и лишены славы Божьей.
But he also says that all men, all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
И то, что мы получили сегодня, вчера, на протяжении всей этой конференции.
And what we have received today, yesterday, throughout this entire conference.
Бодрствуйте над этим.
Watch and pray, be sober, keep that.
Запишите это.
Write it down.
Молитесь об этом.
Pray about it.
Пусть это будет в вашем сердце.
Let it be in your heart.
Не позвольте дьяволу украсть это из вашей жизни, когда вы вернетесь домой, и он будет напоминать вам что-то из вашего прошлого.
Don't allow the devil to steal what God has spoken to you here and to remind you of facts from your past.
И очень часто это приводит к тому, что последняя ложь, он говорит, это всегда с тобой было. Какой смысл сопротивляться греху?
And one of the lies that he says is, this has always been part of you. Why fight against it? Why battle against this sin?
Бог, он не только Бог нашего настоящего.
God is not only the God of our present.
Он и Бог нашего прошлого.
He's the God of our past.
Когда Бог встречается с Моисеем,
when God meets Moses in the burning bush,
он говорит ему, я Бог Авраама.
He says, I'm the God of Abraham.
Бог Исаакова.
I'm the God of Isaac.
И я Бог Иакова.
And I'm the God of Jacob.
Иаков не был самым лучшим парнем.
Jacob was not the most righteous person.
Но Бог называет Бог Иакова.
But he says, I am the God of Jacob.
Я Бог твоего прошлого.
I am the God of your past.
Я был с тобой.
I was with you.
Не только в твоих победах.
Not only in your victories.
Но и в твоих неудачах.
But in your failures.
И я искупляю тебя.
And I am redeeming you.
И я произвожу свою работу в твоей жизни.
I'm doing a work in your life.
И порой это сложно принимать.
And it's hard to receive it.
Но нам всем нужно покаяние как образ жизни.
But we need to have a lifestyle of repentance every day.
Это очень интересно. Первая книга Бытие говорит о том, что грех лежит у дверей.
It's interesting to see that the first book of the Bible, it says that sin lies at the door.
Последняя книга в Библии, книга Откровения, говорит о том, что Иисус стоит у дверей и стучит.
But the last book of the Bible says that Jesus is standing at the door and he's knocking.
И также он говорит там, тех, кого я люблю.
He says, those whom I love.
Я обличаю.
I convict.
И наказываю.
And I discipline.
Поэтому прояви рвение.
It says, be courageous. Be stable, stand strong.
И дальше в следующей главе написано, что Иоанн увидел открытую дверь в небеса.
And the next chapter it says that John saw an open door to heaven.
Для нас всегда открыта.
The door is always open for us.
И апостол Иоанн в своем Евангелии, он говорит, что в первом послании от Иоанна, он говорит, исповедуйте грехи друг перед другом.
The apostle John says that confess your sins and your trespasses to one another.
Принцип хождения во свете. Так мы можем не позволить лжи проникнуть в нашу жизнь.
This way we will not allow the lies of the enemy to penetrate our lives if we bring it out to the light.
Мы все согрешили.
We all have sinned.
Мы все ошибаемся.
We all make mistakes.
И пусть покаяние и исповедание будет образом нашей жизни.
Let repentance and confession be a lifestyle in our lives.
И я хочу помолиться с вами.
And I want to pray with you.
У всех у нас есть свое прошлое.
We all have a past.
Все мы сталкиваемся с нашим прошлым. И даже приходя в церковь, мы прославляем Бога, мы служим Богу. И Бог действует через нашу жизнь. Но прошлое нас до сих пор сковывает.
We all love God. We serve Him faithfully. We come to church. We worship Him. And God is faithful. He uses us all. But in our, deep down in our hearts and minds, our past paralyzes us.
И нам необходимо простить себя.
It's important to forgive yourself.
И я хочу помолиться с вами в первую очередь за то, чтобы каждый из нас, кто нуждается в этом, чтобы вы простили себя. Как Бишоп Шем сказал, мы уже прощены. Бог сделал все для нас.
Bishop Shem said that God has forgiven us. He's done everything for us. But I want to pray that we would be able to forgive ourselves. That's the hardest person to forgive is yourself.
И второе, за что бы я хотел помолиться.
And the second thing I would like to pray.
Чтобы мы сделали заявление в духовный мир.
That we would make a proclamation in the spiritual realm.
Согласие того, чтобы мы открыты для того, чтобы Бог указывал нам на то, что не есть неправильное в нашей жизни.
That we are open for God to show what is wrong in our lives.
Нельзя быть захваченным Богом на 30%.
You can't be captivated by God only 30%.
На 40%.
Or 40%.
Или на 50%.
Or 50%.
Ты либо захвачен Богом полностью.
Either you're captivated by God 100%.
Либо что-то захватило тебя.
Or something else is captivating you.
И давайте мы примем решение. И честно признаться, как проповедник, который иногда говорит слово, люди забывают проповеди.
And to be honest, as someone who preaches, I know that people forget preachings.
И вполне возможно, спустя месяц вы забудете многое, о чем говорилось здесь.
And you'll probably forget a lot of things that have been spoken at this conference or here on stage.
Не потому, что проповеди были плохие, просто потому, что у нас жизнь продолжается.
It's not because preachings are bad. But just because life continues.
И что интересно, на небесах не будет проповедей.
What's interesting that in heaven there's not going to be any preaching.
Там будет прославление.
There's going to be worship.
Но мы как проповедники потеряем свою работу и будем просто отдыхать и наслаждаться.
But as preachers, we're going to lose our jobs. We're just going to rest in heaven.
Но духовный мир не забудет вашего заявления.
But the spiritual realm, God will not forget what you declared in prayer.
Бог не забывает наши молитвы. И если мы говорим Ему, мы открыты для того, чтобы Ты обличил нас, Ты проговорил к нам, Он будет это делать.
And if we're open and we tell God ourselves that, Lord, I'm ready to receive from You, show me what is not right in my life, He will speak with His small, gentle voice.
И третье, за что бы я хотел призвать вас молиться, это ходатайственные молитвы, потому что многие участники конференции уехали.
The third prayer that I would like to pray is that we would ask God for intercessory prayer, because many of the people who are at this conference have gone home.
И я хочу помолиться вместе с вами ходатайственной молитвой.
I would like to pray and intercede.
И чтобы каждый из вас был включен в эту молитву.
That you would be included in this prayer of intercession.
Чтобы мы молились за тех людей, которые поехали домой.
For those people who have gone home today.
Чтобы дьявол не украл то, что они получили на этой конференции.
That the devil would not steal what they received at this conference.
И если вы можете встать вместе со мной сейчас.
If we could stand.
Первое, с чего мы начнем, мы хотим помолиться, чтобы нам примириться с вами все вместе, в согласии, кто особенно нуждается в этом сейчас, чтобы нам примириться с Богом и отпустить наше прошлое.
In this prayer, we'd like to ask that all of you would pray and reconcile with God and give your past to Him.
Потому что мы не можем отменить своего прошлого.
You cannot erase your past.
Но Бог искупил наше прошлое.
God has redeemed our past.
И нужно простить себя.
But you need to forgive yourself and let go.
И кто нуждается в этой молитве, мы хотим, Джессика будет молиться сейчас, и вы можете повторить за ней эту молитву.
We would like to offer you to repeat this prayer. If you could repeat after me, it's important that the devil hears who you forgive. In the name of Jesus, if we could just close our eyes. If you could repeat after me and say, Dear Jesus, forgive me for believing a lie of the devil about my life. Change me. I rebuke the lies against me in the name of Jesus. I receive your truth about myself, about how you see me, and I choose today to forgive myself. I forgive my past. I forgive my mistakes because I know you've forgiven me. I let go. Heal my mind. Heal my emotions. And use my past to bring salvation to many souls. Here I am, Lord. Use me. Send me to the lost of this world. Thank you, Jesus. And I proclaim today that I'm open, that you would speak to my life. That you would captivate my whole life. Captivate me 100%. Show me what I need to change in my life to serve you more, to love you more. Captivate me with your love. Thank you, Jesus. I declare this. I am open to you. That you would speak to me. And that you would use me. Thank you that you love me. And that you have a plan for me. I love you, Jesus.
И сейчас все вместе. Давайте помолимся ходатайственной молитвой.
And if we could all agree right now in prayer in your own words to intercede.
Да, мы будем тоже молиться вместе с вами, чтобы нам разрушать ложь дьявола во имя Иисуса.
We're going to pray and we're going to bind the devil and destroy the lies, and specifically you need to say in the name of Jesus, because the devil's not afraid of us, he's afraid of Jesus.
И чтобы нам молиться ходатайственной молитвой за тех людей, которые уехали домой, которые получили очень многое на этой конференции.
And that we would intercede for the people that were here at this conference, both women and men, that whatever they received,
чтобы дьявол не украл этого.
That the devil would not steal that in the name of Jesus.
Давайте все вместе присоединимся, где бы вы ни находились. Господи, мы благодарим Тебя.
Lord, we thank you. Would you join us in prayer in your own words?
Да, Господи, мы благодарим Тебя. Я прошу, благослови, Господь, наших братьев и сестер.
Lord, we pray that you would bless our brothers and sisters.
Господь, которые поехали сейчас домой, Господи, находятся в своих домах и семьях. Я прошу, помоги им сохранить то, что они получили.
Lord, those people who have gone home to their families, help them to protect the word that you've given in their lives.
И мы разрушаем всякую ложь. ложь в их жизнь.
We destroy the lies of the devil.
Во имя Иисуса.
In the name of Jesus.
И мы провозглашаем твое благословение.
We proclaim your blessing in each life.
Господи, направь их, Господи, где бы они ни находились.
Lord, wherever they are.
Пусть они будут верно служить тебе.
Lord, we pray that they would serve you faithfully.
И они сохранят то слово, которое ты проговорил.
That they would keep the word that you've spoken to them.
И это слово даст результат в их жизни.
That this word would produce fruit in their lives.
Господи, помоги нам бодрствовать как церковь.
Lord, help us to be sober as a church.
И не позволить дьяволу украсть то, что мы получили.
That the devil would not steal what you've spoken to us, Lord.
То, кем мы являемся, Господи, в твоих глазах.
Who we are in your eyes, Lord.
Господи, мы молимся за ходатайственные молитвы за наших братьев и сестер.
Lord, we intercede for our brothers and sisters right now in the name of Jesus.
Действуй, действуй в их
Lord,
жизни,
move
Господи.
And move in their lives.
Во имя Иисуса.
In the name of Jesus.
И когда придет тяжелое время,
Lord, and when difficult trials
когда
come,
они столкнутся со своим прошлым,
when they will face their past,
напомни им, Господи, то, что ты проговорил им.
Lord, remind them what you've spoken to them.
Напомни и проговори через Духа Твоего Святого.
Speak to them, Holy Spirit. Remind them what you've said.
Во имя Иисуса.
In the name of Jesus.
Чтобы был прорыв.
That there would be revival and there would be breakthrough.
Во имя Иисуса.
Lord, we also ask that you would give peace in our world. Lord, we pray that you would help Ukraine right now. We ask that you would stop this war in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, that this bloodshed would stop. Lord, we pray that you would humble the Kremlin, that you would humble Moscow, that you would humble Russia. Lord, destroy the lies of the enemy. God, we ask for forgiveness on behalf of our country, what they've done. Lord, we ask that you would stop this war in the name of Jesus, and we ask that you would give Israel peace, Lord. Let's intercede for Israel, that Lord, you would save souls. Lord, you would save your people, God, with your outstretched hand, Lord, like you promised. We pray for the hostages, that they would come home, Lord. Release them, God, the way you brought the children out of Egypt. Do it again, God. Do it again. Bring them back, Lord. Bring them back. And we pray for repentance for the Palestinians, that they would repent, God. Give them repentance in the name of Jesus. Devil, we bind you. We destroy your lies against Israel in the name of Jesus. Against the propaganda that has been spoken against Israel, against you, God. You are the God of Israel. And we proclaim victory, Lord. We ask that Israel would continue to seek you, Lord. You said that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, you will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Lord, we pray that you would heal Israel, God. Heal this land. Heal these broken people, God. Heal them. And we thank you that the way you're faithful to Israel is the way you'll be faithful to us. And we pray for healing for the United States of America, that you would continue to heal the nations around the world, Lord, that you would continue to heal every group of people. We bless Israel and we bless the whole world, that your peace, God, would spread throughout the whole world and use us for your glory. We thank you for all that you've done in our lives. Bless our friends, God. Bless our brothers and sisters. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen.